call. And it may be that there's just a phone company issue. I don't know. But
so as long as they stipulate that this is a one-year thing and that next year it's going to go where everybody else is.
Okay.
Well,
in other words, for this year only.
Is it a letter you send out or a card?
Yes, we send a decision letter.
Okay.
All right. So if I specify in the motion that this is a 2025 only reduction, okay. With respect to BOE 23, I would make a motion that we reduce the value to $117,160 with the understanding that the value, this value is for 2025 only and will be increased for coming years.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Did we say what the value was?
$117,160.
Just want to make sure I didn't hear it.
Okay. We've got the OM Branson Hospitality. Were they going to bring us or send us any kind of comps, or was this something we wanted to look at? Because they had a valuation here that they wanted us to bring it down like some astronomically different figure. This also was a hotel,
mm-hmm.
or is a hotel.
All right, that's the reason why.
I think this may have been just one where we wanted to.
This is the one right across from Waterworks, or whatever, not Waterworks,
Wonderworld, or
Wonder, whatever it's called.
Profit and loss.
So this is the one we've spoken of in the past where we tried to negotiate with him, but he wanted a discount from us, and then he wanted you to discount him more.
So is the value that's on the sheet, the 2.5, is that your number?
No. No.
We didn't touch it because he didn't want to accept what we were going to do, and so
okay.
We left it up
okay,
to
you. Okay, well, can I... When you guys went through your numbers and did this based on what you've done in the past with other hotels, do you have a number that you got to that was below this?
This is just our cost valuation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I've got. What we were going to do was we're going to give them the 9% off based on a newer appraisal that came in this year for other motels.
Okay.
And that's the only reason we were going to do that. Because he did not bring us an appraisal or the kind of evidence we needed. So.
All right. You were going to consider taking 9% off of this 2.535.
Right.
And that he was going to see if he could do better here kind of thing?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And that's when we have this thing submitted from... We're not subjected to audit review or compilation engagement. So self-reported, it's not, I don't know, we don't have a tax return for this, but. Have you guys seen this already,
so,
what he's got?
I do want to show you this one, though. I don't know if this is in your stuff, but we have it in ours. And pretty much he says.
This is our last one, correct?
Yeah, no,
that's
one
we have.
We have one more.
Okay, and it's the CPA's. Has nothing to do with this because he doesn't know what they did.
Right.
So this one wasn't the CPA that was arguing the cap rate?
No, that's a different one.
So he says.
What's this? Charles Schwartz. Schwartz and Associates?
We're not a compilation by them.
All right, guys. Sorry, I'm going to take a brief recess. This is our last one, correct?
This one, and then we still have the Celeb Hospitality.
The what,
Dan?
Number 26 on page 5.
Can we talk to him and table it?
Did we table him twice?
Yeah, we tabled him again.
Okay, sorry.
We tabled you. This is our last one. I'm going to take a brief recess. I'll let you guys look at those numbers for a second. Sorry.